T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate you. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping to make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live. That's L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com, or give us a phone call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, we have an excellent program for you here today. It's some really, really timely information. First of all, I have discussed, very recently, and multiple times actually, about the peak demand for all of senior care. I mean, we're talking about home care, independent living, assisted living, long-term care, memory care, all of the above. The peak demand happens about that second week of January, and here we are, right? So the second week of January, all the way through February and into March a little ways, maybe first, second week into March. So we are here. I've been worrying about it, talking about it for a long time, and now we're here. I can feel the ground shaking with hundreds and hundreds of families. So we're talking families, so thousands of people entering the market, making phone calls, stopping by, visiting places, going for tours, requesting information. The market is right now is being flooded with people looking for senior care, and that's I'm talking about all of the above. So if you have postponed this, if you have delayed or kind of dragged your feet a little bit getting out into the market, you'd better hustle up. Otherwise, there will be waiting lists, period. It's just a fact. If you need to move right away and you want someone working on your behalf and hustling for you and working for you and just really walking alongside you through that search and selection process, you can reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We would be happy to help you and try to move heaven and earth to move as quickly as we can. But the bottom line is, the market is crowded right now, and you can expect waiting lists either now or very, very shortly. The longer you wait, the longer the waiting list is. So we are at Senior Care Consulting. We're even working with families who they don't want to move until springtime. But we're going through, or maybe even summertime, but we're going through that vetting process, going through that search and selection process right now. We're making decisions proactively, which is the best thing you could ever do. We're getting our name on the waiting list, and then we're just going to work out the timing and move when we want to. All right. And so we would rather be fifth on the waiting list rather than 15th on the waiting list if we wait too much longer. So that way, that's going to give them an opportunity to make that move in the springtime, make that move in the summertime, and be comfortable, and again, be proactive in that search and selection process. If that resonates with you, You want some help, some professional guidance from Senior Care Consulting? We can be reached at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. So if you're going it alone, you and your family are doing your own work, no problem with that. I want to do a brief review of the different levels of care and then the associated monthly costs and what you can expect. So if you're moving, again, from your home to a senior care community, the entry level is called independent living. This is an apartment with meals, some socialization opportunities, a little bit of transportation to and from, you know, Price Chopper or one of the grocery stores every week. And they'll do kind of a general run, you know, maybe to Walmart, Target, some other shopping places, et cetera. They'll do that once a week. So the idea is that you would sell your house, downsize to an independent living apartment, a nice place, have one or two meals per day provided for you. You can still do a little cooking. There's fully equipped kitchens in these places. But you don't have to worry about home ownership and upkeep and the lawn and the leaves in the gutter and the snow and is my sump pump going to give out in the middle of the night? You know, all the stuff, right? Yeah, roof repairs and, you know, what I just did, replacing a couple of 50-gallon water heaters. All, you don't have to worry about all that stuff. You're ready to downsize and just kind of let your hair down, relax, take a breath, and just enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. That's independent living. Most of the inventory in our neighborhood here in our neck of the woods in this listening area are nice apartments. Some offer freestanding villas, a lot more expensive, but some offer that. Some have duplexes, fourplexes. The majority of the inventory would be in an apartment-style living arrangement. The cost is dependent largely on the size of your apartment. So we're looking at $2,500 on the lower end to $4,500 a month towards the upper end. You could go higher than that for sure, but that should cover, I think, the majority of the places. If you're a couple, there would be a second person fee that would be added on to that. That might be $800 to $1,500 a month. It doesn't double the price. That's important to know. Some of these independent living communities are rental only, so you move in and you pay for what you need or use or require, right? So you move into independent living and you're not paying a big entrance fee. You're just paying your monthly rent. If it's independent living apartments that are connected to assisted living and long-term care, one of these continuing care retirement communities, you just pay for what you use, and then you move on to assisted living, you move on to long-term care, or it could be a freestanding independent living community. All right, some independent living communities have an entrance fee. I could go on for an hour about that. They're anywhere in our neighborhood here, in our listening audience, a couple of $100,000 to upwards of $700,000 up front. The majority of the contracts are 90%. Refunded to you if you should choose to move or return to your estate upon your death. There are several other contracts available, but probably the most common one is that 90% returned, plus that monthly cost of $2,500 to $4,500. If this sounds confusing, I'm just scratching the surface. If it sounds confusing, that's because it is, right? I mean, you got lots of moving parts, you've got lots of layers. Lots of twists and turns, lots of ifs and thens and buts and gotchas and all that stuff, right? And that's why so many people are turning to Senior Care Consulting to have someone in their corner to help them through that search and selection process to make sure you get it right. You got to get it right. This could be a six-figure mistake. You've got to get this right. I was going to go on and on about that. I'm getting bogged down a little bit in my own side thoughts. Let keep going, Steve. Okay. All right. Fine. Right. So the next level of care is called assisted living. I briefly touched on this last week. It is a wide lane in the middle of the care offerings, if you will. It is a social model, not a medical model. In assisted living, they will help you with those activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, grooming, using the toilet, incontinence management. They'll distribute all of your medications, get those on time, and take your medicine properly, super important. They prepare all of your meals, snacks, hydration, super important. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life. There's transportation to and from doctor's appointments. Many physicians and other medical professionals will visit you at your assisted living community, essentially making house calls. There's a lot to like about that. They can help you with a one-person transfer. So they have some limitations, but they can do a lot for you. Okay, the average cost in our area, $5,000 to $8,000 per month. And that largely depends on how much help you need on a monthly basis and then the size of your apartment. So $5,000 to $8,000 a month, that should cover it pretty much in our neck of the woods, so to speak. And remember, the tricky part of assisted living is that it's not a standardized model. I touched on this briefly last week. I'll just touch on this very briefly today. But some of them offer just a little bit more help than independent living offers. Okay, they're really light on the help. Some of them offer a tremendous amount of help, including a two-person transfer, insulin injections with diabetic management. They'll go a lot further into that incontinence management than a lot of other places will. There is a lot to like about some of those places. They'll bend over backwards to keep you out of a nursing home, essentially, okay? And, oh, by the way, everything in between. So that makes that assisted living level of care a very tough one to negotiate and manage and to try to determine which one is right for you. I'm going to have more on the levels of care and their associated costs coming right up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care describes a particular level of care. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. You can stream this program to any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app audacy.com, or just go in your apps and do a search for AUDACY Audacy. That's the name of the radio company. And then download that app, go to Talk 980 AM, and then you can stream Senior Care Live straight to your electronic device. How about that? All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Memory care describes a particular level of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Was that your guess? Memory care is a type of care offered at four different levels of care. And I'll start to describe that here. I already described one level of care at assisted living. Again, if this sounds confusing, that is because, honest to goodness, it is. And again, that's why so many people reach out to Senior Care Consulting for objective, unbiased assistance through that search and selection process. If you need help, feel free to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you and your family cut through all the red tape, cut through all the confusion, and get right to the bottom line of determining the best fit and then the best places available for you. That's it. That's what we do. We've done this for over 19 years. We're getting pretty good at it by now, right? So we talked about assisted living, and again, $5,000 to $8,000 per month, pretty wide range there. And then the highest level of care is what we used to call it a nursing home. Now, if you say nursing home around a bunch of senior care people, they bristle a little bit. Right? They may give you the pirate arg. But that's because they don't like that. And the reason they don't like it is because that has some negative baggage or negative connotation that comes along with that term nursing home. Now, I would also remind everyone that negative baggage was well earned. But the fact is, the vast majority of these places are so much better than they used to be back in the day where they earned that stereotype. It's not even close. It's so much better today. But anyway, so we try to say on the program long-term care, but we also recognize that still the majority of the population out there still think of it as a nursing home. So we use those two terms interchangeably. Right. So don't shoot the messenger. Right. So long-term care, that nursing home level, is the medical model. So they can do everything that assisted living does, help you with your activities of daily living and medication management and incontinence support, all that stuff, plus full medical care, such as a two-person transfer, insulin injections with diabetic management, pain management, feeding tubes, IV therapy. Some places will work with a person with an established trach. Okay, so I mean there's a lot to like about this. This is the highest level of care available. A semi-private or a shared room. Now, if you're driving, hang on to your wheel. Don't wreck the car, for heaven's sake. Okay, a shared room is between $6,000 to $8,000 a month. That should cover, I think, the majority of places in the listening audience here. $6,000 to $8,000 per month for a shared room. So you're paying mostly for the care that you receive. There's a tremendous amount of staffing available to provide that care. You get, you know, 2 to 3 hours of personal care per day. That's what it usually ends up being in most of these places. So there's a premium for a private room because, again, it's not much about your space. It's mostly about the care received. A private room in long-term care, and really hang on to your steering wheel here, about $8,500 to over $14,000 per month. Woo! Right? So that's expensive. So that is what to expect there. Let me throw just a couple of other levels of care into that center lane. So we can't forget about residential care, an RCF. Now, in Kansas, they call it an RCF, residential care facility. Missouri had to get fancy and called an RCF 1 and an RCF 2. Not sure why we have to break it down quite that much. It seems a little silly to me. But a residential care facility, there are some exceptions, but in general, think of it as assisted living light. Okay, and there are some exceptions where a residential care facility can provide a lot more help than that. But generally speaking, it's on a little bit on the lighter side of assisted living. You're going to be looking at $2,500 to $3,000 on the low end, upwards of about $6,000 per month. Again, to help you with those activities of daily living, similar to assisted living, just maybe a little less staffing, a little less support. And then you have Home Plus. Home Plus is a licensure and a type of place that's just fantastic for a lot of people. So this care is provided for a small number of residents, usually 6 to 12, in a house, in a neighborhood. So you have this ranch-style house. It's been renovated to care for to provide, you know, space and lodging and common areas, et cetera, for 6 to 12 people. And you have staffing in there. And, you talk about having a home-like environment, they've got that nailed, right? So the Home Plus option is going to be somewhere between $6,500 to about $8,500 per month. And most of the Home Pluses in our area focus on memory care, but some are now starting to offer Home Plus for just general care. Okay, just without the memory care kind of specialization, if you will. So when I talked about memory care earlier, memory care is a type of care for a cognitively impaired resident with dementia, Alzheimer's, or one of the many forms of dementia. And memory care can be found at the residential care level of care. It can be found at the assisted living level of care. It can be found at the Home Plus level of care. And yes, it can be found at the long-term care level of care. So again, if that's as clear as mud, call Senior Care Consulting. We'll walk you right through this. We roll out the red carpet for our clients, and I'm not kidding. This is a premium level red carpet service. When we roll out the red carpet for you, we are true consultants. We work for you on behalf of you and your family. We work in your best interest. And then, of course, we're all working in the best interest of your older loved one needing placement. If you need immediate placement, or you're thinking about looking for a place here and moving maybe in the spring, the summertime, or maybe even the fall of 2022, I would absolutely not wait at all. If you want help from Senior Care Consulting, reach out 913-945-2800. Ask for a free consultation. We can go through how we can help you. And later on in the program, I'm going to talk about our proprietary process of, it's a very specific geriatric care assessment that helps us determine exactly what your loved one needs. And that's a really big deal, because then we're not wasting time in any place, in any sort of place that won't fit your needs. Okay, I'll explain that a little bit later, but we'll have a whole lot more coming right up. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out the podcast of all of our recent episodes of the program at seniorcarelive.com and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Nelly, hold on to your hats.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, here's a myth for you. Hold on to your hats. Here's the myth. The free referral services work for the family searching for a place for their mother, father, or another older loved one. Okay, so the myth is the free referral service works for the family doing the search. The fact is they do not work for the families searching for a senior care community. They work for the facilities that pay them for their recommendation. Isn't that neat? Was that ever explained to you, like, really clearly and very thoroughly? Because I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, when I explain it in black and white, in English, very simply, they're like, oh, I didn't know it worked that way. Well, of course not, because they're not going to tell you that, because it doesn't look good. All right, here's another myth. The goal of the free referral service is to find the best place for your loved one. Nope. Sorry to say, folks, that is another myth. The fact is, the goal of the free referral service is to fill their clients' buildings. That's it. That is why they are in business. Period. It's interesting. I've had a few people over the years reach out. Oh, that's not fair. I mean, you know, we care. You know, they're pushing back, but they never argue with me about the facts. Isn't that interesting? These are the facts, folks. And you know, I pull no punches. I kind of tell it like it is on this program. That's why so many people listen, because they know I don't sugarcoat this stuff. I tell you like it is. Sometimes it's kind of hard hitting, and I like it that way. All right, here's another myth. The free referral services, they consider the entire marketplace to identify the best place for your loved one. Nope, you guessed it. That is a myth. The fact is they do not research the entire market. They only consider places on their short list, an incomplete list of facilities willing to pay them a huge kickback for their recommendations. Sorry, folks. That's exactly how it works. Here's one more myth. I could go on for maybe 3 hours on these. I'm going to cut it off at this one. Here's a myth. The free referral services are free to you, and they do not represent a conflict of interest. Okay. The fact is, the free referral services, they are free to you, and they do represent a conflict of interest. And again, that's because they appear to work for you when they actually work for the facilities willing to pay them a huge kickback and commission for their recommendations. So here's how I like to say this in English. You work for who pays you, right? So they get paid by the facilities they recommend. So that is the very definition of a conflict of interest. Appearing to work for you when they don't work for you, conflict of interest. Here's the bottom line, folks. If you choose to work with one of these, oh my goodness, it's too good to be true, free, and I'm putting my air quotes up, free to you because they don't work for you. If you choose to work with one of these free referral services, you need to know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, so I'm going to move on and talk about a particular long-term care community. I just kind of stumbled into this one the other day doing some research, and I knew it was kind of a bad place. I was just wanting to check to see if they're getting any better, and oh, lordy, they are not getting better at all. So this place, they're not obligated to share any of this with you because this information is open to the public. But here's the challenge with that. How many people in the public know how to find this? And if they find it, how do they know how to interpret it? Well, guess what? With Senior Care Consulting, we know how to find it. We understand it. We interpret this. And there's no way in heck I would let one of our clients go to this particular place. So this one particular place in the Kansas City metro area has 7 federal fines in the last 3 years. 7. Here's one for I'm going to round these numbers off, for $13,000. Here's one for $15,000. They were fined another time for $10,000. Fined another time for $10,000. Here's a whopper, fined for $148,000. Had another fine for $23,000 and another fine for $7,000 over the last 3 years. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. And guess what? Right now, out in the market, there are people recommending, oh, you ought to check out this place, because maybe somebody took them to lunch last week or something. Are you kidding me? Here's another real neat little thing that I found. There's something called a denial of payment. So that means that if the facility had just some egregious errors, and obviously this place has because of all of these fines, especially that whopper, that $148,000 fine. If you don't get those things fixed quickly, the state and the federal government will just say, okay, well, this will get your attention. So they will withhold and deny payment from the Medicare and the Medicaid programs. Well, if you're bringing in hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicare and Medicaid dollars, and all of a sudden that's withheld from you, that'll get your attention real quick. So these things are not good. But yet this particular place had one, two, three. And this is in the last, let's see, 19, 20, 21. In the last 3 years, they've had three different denials of payment, along with seven fines. Oh, my goodness. That is just breathtaking. So when you go to look at their surprise health inspections, they're rated a one star. Of course, you know, not surprisingly. Let me put some things in perspective. The state comes in and they will do an annual. It's supposed to be every 12 months, plus or minus 3 months. Everybody's behind because of COVID. Okay. But typically it's about every 12 months, an annual surprise health inspection. And this is a good thing for the consumer. A state representative, and sometimes even a federal representative, usually the state, will come in and they will conduct a surprise inspection. And they come in to one of these long-term care communities and they tear the place apart. And they're making sure that you're following your own policies and procedures. They're making sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do. They're making sure that you are following state and federal guidelines. And if you are not, then they will issue what's called a deficiency, a citation, basically, okay? And then you have a short period of time as the long-term care community, you have a short period of time then to write what's called a plan of correction, saying, okay, yep, well, you got us on this. So this is what we're going to do to correct that issue so it won't happen again. All right, so that's how this goes. The average number, let's just look at Kansas, for example. The average number of deficiencies in Kansas on one of these surprise health inspections is six. This particular place had 18 deficiencies. Oh, my goodness. And then guess what? This one is unbelievable. In the last 3 years, I've never seen a number like this. They have had 68 complaints in 3 years that resulted in a citation. That blows my mind. How is this place even still open? And when you go through, okay, the lower the letter of a deficiency means it's just a lower grade of an issue, the higher the letter. A J means immediate jeopardy, or a resident's health and well-being were in immediate jeopardy. Many times someone is severely injured. Sometimes it ends in a resident death. Sometimes they have to be hospitalized in the ICU. Here is a J. A J-level deficiency represents that highest level. Here's some other J's. There's even an L, which again, just blows my mind. So here's the bottom line, okay? You have to know what you're looking for. You have to have someone in your corner that will sort this out so that you do not end up, or your loved one does not end up, in a terrible place like the one that I just made an example out of. And frankly, some of these free referral services are recommending places that aren't much better than this, that have $140,000 fines, etc. So again, be really careful with that. If you want someone in your corner, contact Senior Care Consulting. We would be happy to work with you. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Let me just put an exclamation point on that last bit that I was talking about. I don't know if any of the free referral services recommend that particular place. I'm not sure about that. But what I am 100% positive about is that they do, and they have in the past, and they continue to recommend at least one particular place that I'm very aware of that has a terrible track record. Not that bad, but it's bad. I won't let any of my clients go to this one particular place, but all kinds of free referral services just recommend it. Couldn't recommend it more. And again, they don't seem to care too much about some of those details. They're just trying to make their commission. Can you tell I don't like that model? So anyway, let me move on and shift gears here to senior care consulting. And how do we do what we do? Well, first of all, when we meet with clients, the whole objective is that we meet with our clients and help them through one of the most difficult decisions any of us could ever make in our entire lifetime. And that is finding a place for your loved one, searching for a senior care community. And that starts off with first making the decision that it's that time. So making that decision to move from your home to a senior care community. And I've talked about in previous episodes on some of the things that should trigger that conversation. We won't go into that today. But let's say that you have made that decision. It's time to move. Or it's time to get our ducks in a row so that we can set up for a move in the spring or the summertime. Or we came home over the holidays, we had some realizations, this is much worse than we ever thought it was. We need to move right now, okay? So you've made the decision. You reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We meet with you. We offer a free consultation. We explain how we're able to help you. We discuss our reasonable flat fee for service. That's because we work for you. We never receive reimbursement from any of the care communities or care providers. Again, that would be a gross conflict of interest. I've never had anything to do with it. I operate my business ethically. Thank you very much. So let's say you want to move forward. Well, the very first thing is that we need to understand the needs of your loved one. How do we do that? Well, we have a proprietary assessment tool. I've developed this over the years. It is phenomenal. It is a proprietary geriatric care assessment. So what do I mean by that? It's a 6-page worksheet. And I have lots of questions about your loved one. Where were they? Where are they today? We understand where we're heading. And want to know about their capabilities, their needs. We put all of this together, but we understand the questions to ask to determine some very, very key factors. So when I talked earlier about the different levels of care, you know, we talked about independent living, residential care, assisted living, home plus, long-term care. Those are all different levels of care. And let me kick independent living out of that. That's a place where you can move. They don't technically don't provide care through licensure. So we're looking at residential care facility, assisted living community, home plus, and long-term care. So those are the levels of care. Well, you have to understand what they offer. So when I go through, again, our proprietary geriatric care assessment tool, and I'm asking you some very specific questions, your answers are telling me a lot. So depending on what I learn about your loved one, that's helping me slot them or match them to a particular and appropriate level of care. That's really important, because if I didn't ask you all of these very specific and very telling questions, okay, and if I just went willy-nilly out into the market, oh, let's go look at these places. Well, first of all, I wouldn't be in business for 19 years doing that. I'll tell you that, right? Because we'd be going out looking at places that didn't fit. Well, that's not how it works with senior care consulting. Again, through our proprietary geriatric care assessment tool, we ask the questions so that we know if your loved one needs residential care or if they are a perfect fit or an appropriate fit for assisted living, or if they're an appropriate fit for Home Plus. All these places offer different things and different levels. If they're an appropriate fit for long-term care. Okay? Or if maybe they're kind of in a gray area. Maybe they're a fit for a higher level assisted living community, and then maybe they're also a fit for long-term care. If that's the case, and that happens quite a few times, we talk about the advantages and disadvantages of choosing one of those levels of care over the other. We use a truly consultative approach. We work together with you as a team on behalf of your elderly loved one because we're trying to get it right, just like I got it right for my grandparents. I just duplicated and improved this system in this process so that I can now help you and your family, again, specifically through that search and selection process. So I understand your needs once I conduct this proprietary geriatric care assessment. I understand your needs, and maybe it is an assisted living level of care, but then remember what I said earlier, assisted living is not a standardized model. So now I have to match your loved one's needs with the right assisted living providers. So if you're on the higher end of that, a whole bunch of assisted living communities aren't going to fit, but some will. And guess what? At Senior Care Consulting, we've been at this for over 19 years. We understand the market. We've been in the front door and the side door of every single community in this listening audience, in this radius, okay, in the broadcast radius. We are the most knowledgeable of anyone in the entire business, in the entire market. We know our stuff. I'll just brag on us, okay? Right? So we will determine your loved one's level of care. We'll determine what type of care they're going to need. We will discuss how we're going to pay for this because, as I mentioned earlier, all this stuff is really important. We'll answer the question, what happens if your loved one outlives their assets? How are you going to pay for your care? We'll talk about that. We'll provide you options. We are true consultants. We're working for you, with you, on behalf of you and your family. We're working in your best interest. We'll help you understand location parameters. How far are you willing to travel to get the best care? And then we'll also filter out any personal preferences and needs. Very, very thorough, again, proprietary geriatric care assessment tool. That is just the beginning of our service with Senior Care Consulting. If that caught your interest and you're like, you know what? Wow, there's a lot more to it than I thought. I think we could use some help. Reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We would be happy to visit with you. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You could also check us out online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.